I have these terrible dreams sometimes that I get up to preach and can't say anything. Can't find my scriptures and things like that. That's a pretty horrible dream. Don't know what to say. I always feel that way. Been getting up for a long time, but I always just wonder now what, you know, am I going to have anything to say when I get up there? But the Lord's been faithful to help us to say something most times. Sometimes might have been better not to say it, but have something to say anyway. That had fought on my heart for some time, and trying to condense it down a little bit to get it across to us tonight with the help of the Lord. I've been thinking about some things. I'm going to read a scripture here in the 28th chapter of Acts, or 27th chapter of Acts. This is where Paul was in the ship there and all, and just to get a beginning thought after he'd been out there in the wreck and the ship and all, the hope was gone and so forth. But said, after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosened from creed, and to have gained this harm and loss. You should have hearkened unto me," he said. Back in the 10th verse, he said unto them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives." Paul was able to see something out front there, able to give some warnings and some scene that seemed like it would be best to stay where they was at. Warn them, be better not to go out there. I'm afraid it's going to do a lot of damage, and I'm afraid a lot of lives are going to be lost. So we'd be able better to stay here where we're at. But they, Centurion and the owners, they thought it was best to go on. So they went on and made a start. But then after they'd gotten lots of trouble, looked like about all of them was going to be lost, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosened from creed and have gained this harm and loss." Should have listened. You should have listened to what I told you. That's what you should have done. If you had, we wouldn't be in all this trouble we're in. You should have listened to me. I just, so many thoughts run through my mind, scriptures, incidents in the Bible, where people should have listened. They should have listened. If they'd have listened, they wouldn't have been in the trouble they was in. And there's a lot of people in trouble tonight because they didn't listen. Because they didn't take hearken. They didn't, that means listen. They didn't listen. I thought of an incident and a person that I know, familiar with, wouldn't listen. And somebody that had sat in the meetings like we're here now, and probably been in this chapel, I'm pretty sure they have. They're not from around here anywhere close. And they began to have a good experience with the Lord. Good experience with the Lord. Lived for the Lord quite a long time. And then something began to happen. You could see something taking place. And just as time went along, you'd see this happening. Well, begin to see a little pride taking a hold. Well, the word was being taught and the word was being preached against pride. Well, he wouldn't listen. Then after a while, a little something else. Seen them start trimming their hair a little bit. Well, that was taught against too. Preached against, taught against, wouldn't listen. Then pretty soon you seen them start changing their attire, their way they dressed and so forth, adding a little bit here, a little bit there. Well, that's been taught, been preached too. They went right on. Wouldn't listen. Should have warned. I've had them to tell me why. The very thing you said is what I needed. That's what I needed. And some of them said, every time I come to church, why, seem like you've got something, just a message just right at me. I said, well, when you're in your condition, any part of the Bible hits you when you're like that. And I'd have it come again, and then they got to come to church, and they'd sit there, and they'd just shut your eyes, sleepy-like. And we'd preach on, wake thou that sleepeth, you know, rise from the dead. They sat there and sleep anyway, you know. Wouldn't listen, going right on. And all the time, you could see something happening, something taking place. Oh, I wonder how many times that's happened down through. I wonder how many has went through this congregation. Sit right there, under the gospel. Sit right there, under the word of God. Sit right there and heard exactly what they needed. And wouldn't hear it, wouldn't listen. Warning after warning, time after time, message after message, teaching after teaching, and time after be times, and all those times go right on riding over and over. Well, pretty soon they quit showing up at church. Don't come very regular. And that's one thing we teach strong over home. Be in church every service. Don't miss one. You got to be here every time. Start missing service. And you're all this time going right on. And first thing you know, this about quit coming all together. And now these people I'm thinking about, they're getting a divorce now. Their home is broken up now. And their lives are in a mess. And last time I heard about her, she was looked like the world, and out on the dance floor with another man. Sit right in the congregation where the truth was taught, where the preaching and where the instruction and where the warnings and the advice and the counsel, everything was given. And sit right there and went from here all the way down. You should have listened. You should have listened. Well, I sent him a Christmas card. And I said, well, sorry to hear about your folks' trouble, but I've been telling you about this. I've been telling you what was going to happen. Been telling you for a long time what's going to happen. But they wouldn't listen. And they go on. And I see that all the way. We see people today, see some of the young, Lord help us, young folks grow up right among the saints. And they warn them. Mom and daddy pleading with them. They won't listen. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to try sin. I'm going to try the world. And well, so many times we hear the sad end of those kind of stories. We hear the sad end of somebody's life is wrecked. Somebody's out there on dope. Somebody's out there trying to commit suicide, or home broken up and the family divided, children left orphaned, all those kind of things. You should have listened. If you'd listened, you wouldn't be in that condition. So we need to listen. We need to have listening ears. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. I hope, I don't know who all's here tonight, condition, but I believe this would be good for all of us. We all need listening ears. And this has been a real, real burden, a real concern in my heart. Of finding people not listening. They're not hearing. They're not hearing what the Word of God is saying. They won't hear it. I've been in meetings, this makes 14 congregations I've been in the last 3 months. And I'm finding this situation. A lot of places I go, people are not hearing. They won't hear. You can just preach it and preach it, and they'll go right on and do the very same thing. And the Word of God just plainly pointing it out. The Word says you should not do this. The Word says you should not do that. And they go right on and do the very same thing. Don't have ears to hear. Don't have ears to hear. Should have listened. Should have paid attention. You wouldn't be in that trouble. Paul said if you'd listened to me, we wouldn't have all this problem we got here. And a lot of people tonight wouldn't be in the condition they're in if they'd have listened, if they'd have taken counsel, if they'd have taken advice, if they'd have listened to the Word of God, if they'd have taken heed to what the Lord had to say, what their parents tried to teach them many times, what mother tried to tell them to do, what daddy tried to get them to do, but no, I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, there's an end to those kind of things. And most of them is a sad end. Most of them a sad end. I've watched it over the years, down through the years. I've had them to come to me and cry on my shoulder and tell me, Brother Simmons, I've wasted my life. Everything I wanted, everything I desired, everything I wanted out of life, I've ruined it all. I've lost it all. Should have listened. Wouldn't be in that condition if you listen. Amen. I've had that to happen. Remember one young lady years ago that we thought so much of, wife and I, got away from the Lord, didn't want to do what mom and daddy said, didn't want to obey the rules of the home, and didn't want to measure up to the church standard, and didn't want to live for God. I want my own way, my own way. Some years later, I was there in a meeting, and she came to service, and all decked out and painted up, and eyes painted up, and makeup and pancake makeup and all that kind of stuff. And after the meeting, she came over to where I was getting the car to leave, and tears running down her eyes. Streaking down through all that junk she had on her face and all that stuff. The worst looking person, she was a beautiful girl, one of the worst looking persons I ever saw. And she told me with tears in her eyes, I wish I'd have listened. I wish I'd have done what my mother and daddy taught me to do. Now, all I ever wanted out of life was just to want a husband. I just wanted a home. I just wanted children. That's all I ever wanted out of home. And now I can't have either one of those things. Married somebody, wrong kind of marriage, already had a husband or wife. And then it turned out the man she married couldn't have children. Everything I ever wanted, she said. I can't have it now. I wish I'd have listened. I wish I would have listened. I've seen case after case after case like that down through the years. Oh, if I'd have only listened, if I'd have only taken heed, if I'd have only paid attention. Oh, if I could only do it over again. If I had another opportunity, if I could go back a few years, I sure would do it different. Well, take heed. You got years to hear here. We need to listen to what the Lord has to say. We need to listen to what the Word of God has to say. No, I want to take my own way. I want to try it myself. Oh, people out there tonight, and thousands, multitudes of them, yeah, I wish I could have had another chance. If I had it to do over, I'd surely do it different. But many times it's gone beyond where it's almost too late, almost too late. People get their lives nowadays, they don't just backslide and go out in the world. It seems like so many times they just get their lives so entangled and so involved, and they get in mixed up marriages and double marriages, and they get involved, and they get children, and they get jobs, and they get careers, and they get conditions and their circumstances, and they marry somebody out of the faith and the wrong boy and the wrong girl, and they get so involved, entangled. It's almost like Esau was when he would have repented. It said he found no place to find to repent. That's just the way it is in the world today. When you go around there, you get so entangled and so involved. And it's just, and they do that. They got them right here. All of where we go, we find people like that today. That rode right over the Word of God, rode right over the counsel, rode. I told one a person one time, they kept coming to me for counsel, and they'd turn right around and go right on and do just what they were doing. Just do what they were doing. Finally, I said, well, I'll tell you, and they come back again. I said, well, I'm going to tell you, if you're not going to do what I say, there's no use you to come back anymore. Because you're just wasting my time and your time too. Well, they wouldn't take the counsel. Now they got problems. Now they got big problems now. Got big problems. Problems with their children. Problems in their home. Problems in their marriage. All these things. Wouldn't take no counsel. Wouldn't take no advice. Wouldn't do what they was instructed to do. I want to do it my way. I want to do what I want to do. Now they got big problems. Big problems now. And that's what happens when we don't listen. You should have listened. Should have listened. Oh, I thought about back there in Noah's time, just a number of places in the Bible. Oh, where he was there and he was preaching and telling the people it's going to rain. There's going to come a flood and all flesh is going to be destroyed. You can just about almost see those folks mighty mocking at the thing. Kind of laughing at the thing. Never has rained. Never will rain. Why it won't never happen. But it did happen. It happened. I'm sure after it started, water started to come up, they wished they'd listen. They wished they'd listen. I wish I'd have paid attention. That old man might have been kind of silly. And he might have been kind of foolish. And he might have been talking about something that I don't know anything about. But I sure wish I'd have paid attention to it. But now I'm in bad trouble. Bad trouble. Oh, I advise young folks over the years, just as soon as you feel a little bit of rebellious in your heart, right there in the end, the time to run to the Lord or run to somebody and get some prayer. I don't want any taste of that. Anytime you feel like rebelling against your parents, or anytime you feel a little stubbornness, and the Lord help us, the little children, just as soon as you see that in them, you ought to start working on that thing right then. As soon, no matter if they're only 2 weeks old, if they're only a month old, when you see that they've got this rebellious streak or this stubborn attitude about them, need to start working on that thing right then. Because if they grow up like that, they're going to have a hard time when it comes to dealing with God. And just as soon as they see it, I see a spirit of rebellion that gets a hold of people and children and young people. Just, it actually becomes a spirit of disobedience. gets involved, and they just defy everything. I know some young people today that'll just defy everything you say. Defy everything their parents say. Everything the preacher says. Everything the message says. They defy that thing. I feel like folks like that, God's for, they just need to be delivered to some kind of spirit or something or another. But, oh, they should have listened. They should have listened. They should have taken heed. What did Jesus say there when he came, looked over the old city there? He said, how often would I have gathered you together as a hen would her chicken? You wouldn't hear. You wouldn't hear. That's what's the problem now. You won't hear. The Bible said someplace or another about famine or something or another for hearing the word of the Lord. You won't hear. I wonder if that ain't maybe, if that don't cause spiritual famines. It would, wouldn't it? Spirit of the Lord, the word of the Lord is life, it is life, it is spirit, it is life. If we won't hear what the word says, if we don't believe it, if we don't move on it, it's going to produce a drought. It's going to bring a dryness in our soul. It's going to bring a coldness in our relationship with God. It's going to cause us to get a dull, the Bible said something about a dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. Oh, we need listening ears. We need listening ears. Dull of hearing. Just saying, don't, after a while, it just gets to where when we turn it away and we won't hear and we won't listen and we won't take heed and we won't obey and we won't respond and we won't yield and we won't humble ourselves. After a while, it gets to the place where we get dull, dull of hearing. And after a while, it just kind of sounds like something far off. Dull. I thought about that a while back, using that thought there. And you take some kind of a tool you're using, it's dull. You can't do much with it, can you? It's not very valuable. It don't do the job. I thought about my own self. I don't hear like in some certain sounds and high-pitched sounds. I don't hear them very much. I miss a lot of things. I miss a lot of things that people that have a high-pitched voice said. I miss a lot of that. But I'm glad I can still hear the Lord anyway. But I'm just thinking how much I miss, though. How much I miss sometimes. Somebody in a little soft conversation, I might be missing something real good. Real good. Well, Lord, have mercy on us tonight. But I'd rather miss that than with what God has to say. But oh, you miss so much when you don't hear. Then after a while, you kind of get in a place of dullness, kind of dullness. And the word goes forth, and the message goes forth, and the preacher preaches the word, and it sounds like it's a far off somewhere or another. Right? I just don't catch it. I don't hear it just right. That comes from not paying attention, from not listening, from not listening. And the more you get in that condition, you don't listen. Pretty soon it just kind of sounds, kind of dull. You don't comprehend it just right. And I've seen it happen. Mentioned one a while ago. I've seen people sit right in the congregation where the word of God was preached and where it was taught and where the Spirit of the Lord was there. I've seen them sit right in the congregation and die spiritually. Right in the congregation. Listen to the message every Sunday. Listen to the Sunday school. And sit right there and dry up spiritually and die. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen a number of times. But I've also seen right in that same spot, people sitting right under the same message, right under the same teaching, right under the same preaching, and growing by leaps and bounds. One of them is hearing and the other's not hearing. One of them is listening and taking heed and moving on it, and the other is just letting it go by lightly. Oh, how we need ears to hear tonight. How we need ears to hear. We need to come to meeting with our ears. Hear people, you know, take heed, he said, how you hear. Take heed how you hear. Take heed what you hear, it said. Take heed. What's that mean? That means to be very, very diligent, very careful. What's that saying? What was he saying? Oh, what did Jesus say to them people over there? I sent unto you prophets at betimes and time again. You wouldn't hear them. I sent them again. You wouldn't hear them again. I sent them again. You wouldn't hear them. I sent my son. You wouldn't hear him. And now, he said, your house is left unto you desolate now. You wouldn't hear. You wouldn't hear. It ain't because... And I believe right around among us folks, it ain't because of the word not being preached. That ain't why people are backsliding. That ain't why people are not growing in the Lord. That ain't why I have confidence in my brother ministers. I believe they're preaching the truth. I've been around many congregations, and I know what's going on. I know what's being preached. I know what is being taught. I remember 1 year ago, Brother Austin Wilson came up to Dayton, and he used to come up there pretty regularly. Oh, one sister went up to him and she said, Brother Austin, I wish you was our pastor. Well, he's a pretty wise old fella. He said, now sister, he said, I know what kind of preaching you're getting around here. I know what kind of preaching you're getting around here. It ain't that. It's not that. It's simply because many times folk just won't hear. They just won't hear. You go right ahead and preach it, and they'll go right ahead and do it anyway. The Lord help us tonight. Paul said you ought to listen. You wouldn't be in this trouble you're in. Maybe you're here tonight. You wouldn't be in the trouble you're in if you'd have listened. If you'd have taken heed, if you'd have paid attention, if you'd have taken understand and accepted it, you wouldn't be in the trouble you're in tonight. Those people back there, oh, Jesus said, how often would I? Oh, I done everything I could do for you. I sent my prophet. I sent my son. I sent everything. And he wouldn't hear and you wouldn't listen. And now, your house is left unto you desolate. And this is why a lot of people sit right in a congregation and dry up and die. A lot of people sit right in a congregation and go right on out and die and go to hell. Right under the sound of the word of God. Right under the pleading and the invitation. Right under the baggings and the pleading. The bride says come and the bridegroom says come. Whosoever will said let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Go right on. Won't listen. Won't hear. Won't have nothing to do with it. I'm going to do my own way. I'm going to get saved when I want to. I'm going to go out and try a little of it. I'm going to see what it is all about. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you take heed, you can save yourself a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. I'd say tonight that there's hundreds. I believe I could say hundreds of even the saints' children that wish they could just go back a few years and start over again. I believe there's a number of them like that tonight. But they're out there. Wouldn't listen. Don't do that. There's danger out there. Don't get entangled in the world. Don't do that. I remember I used to preach when I first started preaching over there about quite a bit in 21st chapter of Luke. Be not entangled with the cares of this life. Be not overcharged with the cares of this life and so forth and so on. Let that day come upon you aware. And I seen with my own eyes, I seen people get so involved, entangled with the cares of this life. People who were once spiritual people, people who once had power with God, people who once had a zeal for the Lord, people that once had a burning testimony with God, I've seen them go right over all the warning, all the preaching, all the teaching, and get involved and get entangled and find up with a form of some kind or another, and after a while give up completely and go away from God. I've seen it time and time again. It's all because they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. We need to listen. We need to hear. what the Lord has to say. We need to be wise to good. We need to be open to good counsel. We need to do that. This is where I've watched it over the years. I've seen people come among the saints and come from other places and other movements and so forth and so on. I've seen them come in and they just knew it all. And they wanted to straighten out the saints and all those kind of things. I've seen that happen. It don't ever work. I say when you and I ever get to the place where we're not teachable, we're going to get in trouble with the Lord. That'll get you in trouble, not being teachable. Not being teachable. But oh, as long as I'm willing to listen. As long as I'm listening. Well, you know, wise head. I've been through there. Somebody's been there. They already tried it. Didn't work. Sit right there and watch it. And seeing it go down. And doing the very same thing. What did the Bible say? Some, I heard a message one time about the eyes not full of seeing, the ear not full of hearing. I remember Brother Sallers told years ago about somebody lived down there in Shawnee or something or another, and his neighbor was got to be an alcoholic and drinking and kept on drinking, and he lost his job and lost his health and lost his wife and lost his home. Everything, lost everything. And then he turned around and his neighbor sitting there watching him. Watching all this take place. And his neighbor sitting over there drinking beer. Watching him. Sitting over there drinking beer, watching. Watching this fellow ruin his life. Watching him going down hill all the time. Losing everything he had. And here he is, imbibing in the very same thing. Isn't that strange how people do that? They sit right there and watch a person. Watch what happens to the young folk or anybody that leaves the Lord. I've often said it'd be quite a book if we could get out and interrogate and inquire about folks that have once known the Lord and people that have gone away from God and maybe some of the saints' children and other folks that have known the way and turned their back on it and went out into the world. I still think it would make quite an interesting book just to see where they're at tonight. See where they're at, what they're involved in, what they're entangled in. Double marriage and divided homes and divorces and divided orphan children and all the things that's happened to them. Suicides and all other things are taking place to people who sit in congregations, maybe just like we're sitting here tonight. People who have the same opportunity that you and I have tonight. I want to say something else to you tonight. It can happen to you and I too. It can happen to you tonight too. And so all we need listening ears. We need an open mind. We need to be willing to receive some advice and counsel and instructions. And we need to listen to what God has to say. We need to listen. Oh, you young children, you need to listen to what your people, your parents have to say. You need to be willing to be taught and be willing to take heed and take care because you're headed for destruction. Paul said you should have listened to what I had to say. You would have saved yourself all this trouble you're in. You wouldn't be in confusion. You wouldn't be out there. Hundreds of young people out there, as I said, their lives are ruined. They wouldn't have been there if they'd have paid attention to what was being said. You wouldn't hear. You wouldn't listen. Now where you're at. I remember about there when the Lord came down going to destroy Sodom. You remember that story? Come down there, and the Lord told him, said, so Lot, if you got anybody down, you better go down and get them out of there. Go down there and get them out. Because this place is going to be destroyed. It'll be destroyed. Well, he went down there, and he talked to his son-in-laws. Said, you better, let's get up out of here. Get out of here. This place is going to be destroyed. I got news for you. It's already been brought out in this meeting. Everything you got in this world is going to be destroyed. All these things that we're so attached to, and all these things that we take so much time to keep them operating, and all these things that we're applying ourselves to, all these material things that take so much of our effort and our time and our money and all that kind, all of them are going to be destroyed, every one of them. But the Bible said they just kind of mocked at him. Just mocked at him. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. This ain't going to happen. It won't happen. What did he say over there? They'd say, in the last days, scoffers would come and saying, warriors are coming in the Lord. Ever since the fathers fell asleep, they ain't continue on as they are. But oh, it went on to say, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night and so forth. Not will it any should perish. All should come to repent. But the day of the Lord will come. It will come. But anyway, he told his son-in-law, better get out of this place. Oh, they just mocked at him. Oh, they don't know what he's talking about. Ever since the father said, I've heard that old story over and over again. I've heard that all my life. Lord ain't come yet. But he will. He will. But anyway, Lot told his son-in-law, he said, up, get out of this place. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to be destroyed. But they wouldn't listen. And what did he do? He went on out. He almost got caught in it himself. Wouldn't listen. Lord told Lot's wife, don't look back. Up, get out of this place and don't look back. We had a message in a meeting already about obedience, didn't we? About obeying. But what happened? I believe the next morning, whenever it was, they looked back over the old city and the smoke was going up. Smoke was ascending up out of the city. Don't you imagine those fellows wish they'd listen now, didn't they? I get more of them. You know, my daddy-in-law, he was telling us the truth. This thing's on fire. There ain't no way out of here. I wish I would have listened. There's going to be many people down there. Rich man's still down there in hell. He wished he'd listen. He's down there yet. Down there praying. Ain't doing him no good now. Ain't going to do no good then. Now's the time to listen. Now's the time to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Now's the time to hear. Now's the time to listen. Now's the time to take heed. Now's the time to move. Now's the time to obey. You save yourself a lot of trouble. I remember one time after I got saved, we used to have a bunch of our nieces and nephews used to come around our house. We used to have a lot of big time, so-called. They come around after we were saved. So I told them, I said, well, I want to tell you, right after we eat, I'm going to tell you a story. How you can get 7 years ahead of everybody else. How you can get a 7-year jump on everybody else around you. Boy, they was all eager to hear about that. So we all got to eat and got them in the living room. And I'm going to tell them. I said, now you young fools, I'm going to tell you how you can jump. You can get 7 years ahead of everybody around you. Well, just so what I was referring to, my wife and I had been married for 7 years when we got saved. So I told them that they can get married and be 7 years ahead, you know. Won't have to waste all those years living for the devil that way. If you get saved now, put you way out ahead of everybody else. You won't have to go through all those things that we went through with. Oh, my Lord, help us. I guess it's just, Brother Austin, what he said in his book, he advised a lot of young folks about marriage and only one had listened to him, I guess. But I'm going to still say it. You can save yourself a lot of trouble if you listen. If you listen to what's said, you can save yourself a lot of heartaches. You can save yourself a lot of tears. And you can save yourself a lot of pain. And you can save yourself a lot of heartaches. And you can save yourself from times that you wish. You wish you wasn't probably dead almost sometime. I've seen people ride over counsel and advice and teaching and preaching and instructions and their parents and all those things and get in such a condition that actually they probably felt like they'd be better off if they were dead. You can save yourself like that. I've watched young people that do listen. I've watched them that do listen. And I watch how they progress. I watch how Lord blesses their lives.
Oh, the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. Those that will hear and those that will listen, those that will take advice, those that will take in counsel. We're living in an old age and started back there at 20 or 30 years ago when all this thing was turned loose in our nation anyway. I just do whatever you want to do. Yeah, I want to be free. I don't want no binds on me. I don't want nobody telling me what to do. I'm going to do my own thing. And I see it still hanging around after 30 years. The old spirit is still hanging around in the world. You ain't going to cut my hair off. I seen a little boy in a barber shop and going to cut, want to get him a haircut. Oh, he was just a little fella. He grabbed his hair. You ain't going to cut my hair off. I'm going to know that that means something or another. That same old spirit's in the world today. You tell them how. And I've seen the other young ladies trying to follow all these fads and all these fashions and everything. Oh, I've seen it happen. That same old rebellious spirit still in the world today, and I pray that's brought havoc to our nation. Our nation has been going down, down, down real fast for the last 30 years. It's been going deteriorating at a very fast pace, and every bit of it is when people just turn loose and do what I want to do. Don't tell me what to do. Don't put no restrictions on me. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me how to act, how to dress, how to walk. You can't warn me this and that. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, the Lord just lets you do it. But I can tell you tonight, it's going to cause you a lot of trouble. You're going to have to pay for it. One of the most true scripture in the Bible, it's all true, but one of the most real to life, I guess, is we reap what we sow. You reap what we sow. Everybody does it. No way around it. No way around it. Gotta reap what you sow. Just keep it in mind now tonight. Whatever you sow, you're going to have to reap it. Every bit of it. You're going to have to pay the debt. You can't go out and be rebellious. You can't go out and ride over the system. You can't go against God's plan. You can't go against God's way. You can't go against nature. You can't do that. All these fellows that are taking this dope and all these fellows that are wretching their lives and all these rebellious spirits, every one of them have to pay somewhere along the line. You'll have to pay for that. You don't get away with those kind of things. I'm still paying for my wicked life and sin. I'm still paying for it tonight. I'm saved. God forgive me all these things. But still, I'm still paying. I've still got scars. I've still got the devil to battle every day of things happened in the past. You've got to reap all those things. Everything you disobey God, every time you go against God's plan, every time you go against the truth, every time you reject the word of God, every time you take your own way, you're going to have to pay for it. You've got to reap it somewhere or another. You just as well to line up. You just as well to get ready for it, because you got to pay. You should have listened. You should have listened. And you wouldn't be in the trouble that we're in tonight.
Even you're not saved, it's better to live as good a life. Somebody said, if you're going to live in sin, you're just as well to go all the way. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Because you've got to reap all those things you do. Even if you're not saved, you're better to live good moral lives. Best you can. So that'll be less reaping when the time comes. You've got to reap all that you sow. Should have listened. Should have paid attention. You wouldn't have all that promise you had. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. The willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. People down through the ages of time. I think about the people being warned. I read about where down there in Florida when they had that hurricane down there a couple years ago. Done so much damage and everything. Well, the officials and the law going through, get out, move out. Terrible storm coming, move out. Leave. I read about where, a few of them said they wasn't going. They're going to have a hurricane party. They're going to ride it out.
They wrote it out. Nobody never did hear from them anymore. Nobody, they never did find them. Nobody know what ever happened to them. They was warned time and time again. Get out. Come in the storm. Run for your life. Oh, I'll never forget that time years ago. I asked the Lord one time to give me a greater burden for souls, for the lost. It's been many years ago. And I've told this before, but I remember I had a dream. And I seen people running down the street, just a big wide boulevard. And they were just running, just whole, just a crowd of them, just running. Act like they was all in a hurry to get somewhere. Does that sound familiar? They would live there. Everybody in a hurry to get someplace. But anyway, I remember in the dream they were just running. And I thought in the dream I was running down the sidewalk. They were out in the street, and I was going down the sidewalk. And I said, go back, turn back, stop. And I just run down the sidewalk trying to head these people off. And got down there in little ways, and they wouldn't listen. They wasn't listening. And got down there, and all of a sudden, the road, the highway, it just broke off. It just like it was so plain in the dream, you could see the concrete how it breaks, all jaggered like. It just broke off. And these people, they were just running, rushing. And all of a sudden, they'd get down there, and they'd see that the end was there. And when they'd see what was in front of them, they'd start trying to get back and start trying to draw back. But people behind them pushing them on, and they'd go on right on, running right on, and they'd jump over, go over into that drop off in there, and I could hear them screaming, going out of hearing distance. You know, like a sound, you know, you hear it, just goes out of hearing distance. And I could hear these people screaming. Till they'd go plumb out of my hearing distance. And some of them would grab a hold on the edges of the highway, on the concrete, and trying to hold on. And then they'd drop loose. And then they'd fall into darkness, the outer darkness. Should have listened. I've been trying to warn people ever since then. That's been my message over the years, mostly is to warn people. Turn around, turn back, you're going the wrong way, this ain't the right way. You're going to get in trouble, you're going to lose your soul, you're going to have problems. I've been doing that the best I know how to do it. I believe the Lord gave me that dream. I had a burden, I'm trying to still doing it by the help of the Lord. Turn around, don't go that way, don't drift towards the world, don't let down towards the world, don't copy the world, don't be drawn away from your steadfastness, don't diminish, don't let down the battle, don't turn away, stay true, stay faithful, keep steady as you go, hold on to God. I've been doing that. God's other ministers have been doing it too. But some folks are growing and people are dying and going to heaven all the time. But many of them are not listening and dying and going to hell right under the same preaching, right under the same teaching, dying and being lost and dying and losing their soul, right under the same advice and the same counsel and the same instruction that those that went to heaven with. All because he wouldn't listen. Because he wouldn't listen. May God help us tonight. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. I know I've been questioning the Lord and praying, burden on my heart. Lord, why ain't there more respond? I'm glad for the respond we've seen in this meeting. I appreciate that. That's the results of a unified effort in a and the ministers working together in the power of God here. We appreciate that. Why, Lord? Why will you send a message on pride or on worldliness or on dedication or whatever it is? Why is it, Lord, I was a couple months ago, and these things going over my mind, all those things. Lord, why don't they respond? How come they'll go right on and do the very same thing that the preacher has been preaching against all time after time, Sunday after Sunday, day after day, meeting after meeting, camp meeting after meeting, revival meeting, go right on doing the very same thing they're doing? Why, Lord? I believe this is the answer the Lord gave me. They're not listening. They're not hearing. They're tuning it out. Tuning it out. I know I rode back from Mexico a year before last with a bunch of my granddaughters and their friends. I don't know, about five of them or something. You get five teenage girls in the car, you got something, you know. And they said, how in the world did you ever stand that? I said, I just turned them out, turned them off. I just let them jabber. Before I turned, they just jabbered. They were giggling and all those kind of things. Young girls do sometimes. I just turned them out. I get my grandgirls together and go, we go shopping sometime, somewhere or another. I had about 10 of them. How in the world can you stand that bunch? You know, I just turn them out. You know people do that? They do that with the things of God. They just turn it loose. Turn it off. And just come right on back. And now, just boldly. Go right on. And when you can see all the time they're losing ground, see it creeping up on them. I watched a woman backslide one time, sitting in a camp meeting. I watched her backslide. We went down to Kentucky there that time, and we'd having a meeting down there, and this woman had gotten saved, and I felt like she was saved, been to Monarch, and had a wonderful zeal and a good spirit, and we moved there years ago. I thought, well, this is going to be the main one. We're going to build around this, you know. While we were there in the tent meeting, somebody came one day to me and said, you know that woman living in double marriage? You know she's got two husbands? I tell you, I felt like a brick had fell on top of my head or something. I'm so disappointed. I told my wife we just welded, clothed up and go home. Well, wife said there's other people here who need help. So, anyway, what I was going to say, during the course of the meeting, going toward the last of the meeting, there was a message went forth on this very thing. On this very subject, the message very clear, very plain from Floyd. And that woman sat right there, and I watched her. I kind of keep my eye. I wasn't preaching, but I was kind of keeping an eye, seeing how she was receiving the message. And I seen that woman change. I seen her countenance or whatever it was. I'm not going to accept this. And when the minister got through, she got up and she said, well, why can't we just all get along together and all love one another, forget about these little technical things? That's not very technical, that is. But you know, the last time I heard of that woman, she was out in the sectism playing the piano. The Lord help us tonight. We need to have ears to hear. We need to be willing to listen. Listen. A good listener. Oh, that's the one that's going to hear things, isn't it? May the Lord bless us tonight. How often does the old familiar scriptures go there? In Proverbs, the Lord help us tonight. Because I have called and you refused, wouldn't listen. Listen not this. I know this is old scripture, but it's still Bible. I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. You have said it not, all my counsel. You wouldn't listen. You wouldn't take advice. You wouldn't hear. Going to do it my way. Well, that's one thing about a man. God made him a free moral agent to choose. You have that privilege. God lets you choose what you want to do. And I'm not going to try to change that. I'm not going to change that. But I can tell you, if you choose your own way, you're going to have a lot of trouble. I'll guarantee you that. I assure you that. You're privileged to do what you want to do. I've told people, I said, now if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get in trouble. And I've watched them get in trouble. May the Lord help us tonight. You can do what you want to do. God lets you do that. But remember, young man, what did it say there in Ecclesiastes? Just do what I want. Go on, young man. Just do whatever you want to do. You just have a big time. You just go ahead and please yourself. Just do what you want to do. Act the way you want to act. Make your own choice. Make your own decision. You just go ahead. But remember this, old young man or young lady. For all these things, you're going to be brought into judgment. You just go ahead. You just do it. Go ahead. I don't like to say that. And I don't encourage you to do that. But God, keep this in mind. If you take your own way, you're going to have trouble. Because it's not in a man that walketh to direct his steps. We must have God. We heard that this morning. We were depending on God. You are going to be a failure. I don't care who you are. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how much education you got. I don't care how much you think you know. I don't care what your background is or how intellectual you are, how smart you are, how much schooling you had. I don't care what you are. It's not in a man to direct his life. And if you don't believe that, you look at the world we live in. If you don't believe that, you look at some man out there that's got a good political future. Went a lot of time to go to school for education. A good opportunity to be president someday. And one little weekend playing. Kill the whole thing. Man just ain't in. That's just showing that man is a fallen creature. He is a fallen creature. Without God, he is not capable of getting along in this world. He's just not capable of doing it. You should have listened. You wouldn't be in the problem you're in. You go right on. You keep doing that. And you'll have to reap for it some of these days. You would none of my counsel. This is a rebellious age we're living in. Children disobedient to parents. It's a rebellious time. I see it. Everywhere I go, I see people rebelling against the Word of God, rebelling against God, rebelling against the truth, rebelling against instruction, rebelling against counsel, rebelling against advice. I see it about everywhere I go. And I see time people falling by the wayside. I'm so troubled about that. I've been praying, Lord, what can we do? What can I do? What can we do, Lord? What can we do? Falling by the wayside. People going along. And that was once spiritual people. Once had a real burning testimony. I can think of many of them, but I'm thinking of one particular. The sister that had, she had such a sparkle. Her face was so lit up. And she had such a sparkle in her eyes, and she'd drive 30, 40, 30 miles or so to prayer meeting. And her presence would light that candle. That prayer meeting. Her very presence. It wasn't her, it was God. But now, she's far away from God. I don't want to give these bad reports, but I just want to warn us tonight. The only way we're going to be able to make it through is to have ears to hear and be willing to listen what God says. And when we see what the Lord says, then do it. The old brother down there in Durham, North Carolina, Brother Lennon, he said, folks, let's all pray. We hear that a lot, and that's good. He said, let's all pray. Let's all pray. And then said, when we all get through praying, let's get up and go out and do something. Lord, help us tonight. Well, prayer is good, isn't it? You should have listened. You wouldn't none of my counsel. All these things. You wouldn't none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity when I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh, desolation, your destruction cometh, the world. When trouble on the way. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's trouble. You're heading for trouble tonight. If you're in a state of disobedience tonight against God, you're on your way to bad trouble. Bad trouble. And you get careless and indifferent and you lose out with God, you're on your way to bad trouble. Didn't the Bible say it's been better not to even know the Lord than to know Him and turn away from the truth? Been better the way of the Lord. Been better not to know the way of the Lord. Like the dog returning to his own vomit. Mentioned that already in the meeting. Like the old sow that was washed turning to her water, going back. Better listen. They didn't put them things in the Bible just to fill up space. That shows a condition that people get in that turn away from God, that go back on the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Backsliding is a dangerous business. It's a dangerous business. And taking the Word of God lightly is a dangerous thing too. May God help us tonight. You should have listened. If you'd listened, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have to pay. You're going to have to give an account. Every one of us tonight. Oh, may the Lord help us. I've watched, like I said a while ago, I've watched those people who are willing to obey. Those who are willing to take counsel. Those who are willing to take instructions. I've mentioned this about the minister, young ministers. I've watched young ministers over the years. Some of them wouldn't take counsel much from the older ones. And I'm going to get mine from God. And all of them, that's a good place to look to. But I'm going to tell you, you can learn some things if you listen. You can save yourself a lot of problems if you listen. And I've watched it happen. I've watched those who would listen. I watched them grow and prosper in their ministry and grow up and be pillars in the church and take a position in the church. And I've watched those others still coming along somewhere. May the Lord help us tonight. You should have listened. You should have listened. You're going to have a problem if you don't. May the Lord help us tonight. Let's stand. Have a song. Is anybody here tonight? Let me ask you this question while we're getting a song. If you continue going the way you are right now, if you keep going just like you are, where would you wind up at? Where would you go? Where would be the end of it? What would be the end of it? If you continue going right on in your own way right now, taking the way you're going right now, where would it wind up at? Are you on the downward trend or are you on the upward trend? We're going one way or the other. Tonight, if you hear and you find yourself in a stubborn attitude, or there's something about you that's rejecting, I'd encourage you to come and get prayer. I remember one time years ago, we was praying for a young sister, wife and I, and she was just praying and praying and couldn't get through, seemed like, and all of a sudden she stopped. There was other ministers there, if I remember right. She said, can you cast this spirit of pride out of me? I said, yeah, we can do that. She said, I want you to cast that spirit of pride out of me. We laid hands on her and prayed for her, and God cast it out of her. And she went on and prayed through and got saved and still saved today. And that's been years and years ago. Sometimes folks get in such a condition, they actually need to delivered some kind of a spirit before they can actually pray through. They get so bound in a no rebellious attitude or no stubbornness and just disobedient and just self-willed and self-determined. I want my own way. I tell you tonight, if you're like that, you're headed for trouble. You're headed for trouble. You're going to have a hard road to hoe. And you need to come. If you can't pray through, we'll do something for you. Lord will do something for you. May the Lord help. Let's stand. 401. 401. You're here tonight and on the wrong track. You feel like you've drifted some. You've been kind of riding over some things. Be a good time tonight to get rid of the whole thing. Get on the right track before the Lord. But I was just thinking about one of the hardest things, I guess, for a preacher, especially a pastor or anyone else for that matter, is to see somebody go down right under their ministry. Go down. That's been one of the hardest things for me to take over the years. Is to see somebody sit right under your teaching, right under your preaching, and go down, go back, backslide, lose out with God. That's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing. It's one of the hardest things that you have to face. And it's so hard when somebody dies. I got a neighbor. And I'm concerned about him. But I can't help it. Don't seem like I can help it. And I know if he dies before I do, and he's not well, he's got a bad heart, he's got a pacemaker and a lot of things wrong with him. But I know if that fella dies, I'm going to have a battle on my hands. The devil's going to tell me you didn't do all you could do. It's hard. It's so hard to see somebody die right under your hands. Right under you. You've been talking to them, praying with them. No lady over there at home, 93 years old, never been saved. And I get down on my knees before her and I plead with her. Looks like she's going to die in spite of it. It's so hard to give them up. You've heard me tell many, many times about my friend that died and went to hell right while we was pleading with him. He even acknowledged himself, I ought to get saved tonight. We pleaded with him. We pleaded with him. You can get saved tonight. The Lord wants to save you now. No, won't you come tonight? Even after the service dismissed, we still pleaded with him. Not tonight. I got a few more things I want to do. And he died. 2 weeks later, he was in a car wreck, drunk, went out in eternity without God. Died right under us. He was my friend. He was my friend. Our neighbor, next door neighbor. I'd visit with him time and time again. It was through his wife and them that we got acquainted with the saints. He was close. But he died right under our pleading. He died without any strength. No more chance. He went to hell. He didn't have a chance, I'm sure. Well, I told this before too. He had a rebellious daughter that wouldn't listen to nothing that was told her. She determined to do what she wanted to do. And she had, after her daddy died and buried, he came back and visited her in a dream. And in this dream, she dreamed that her daddy came to see her. And it got to be about 8 o'clock in the evening, and he got up to go. And she said, no, Daddy, don't go.
said, stay with me. He said, no, I've got to be back in hell by 8 o'clock. I've got to be back in hell by 8 o'clock. That's about the time he died, about 8 o'clock in the evening. Should have listened. He should have listened. He's down there with that rich man tonight. Should have listened. He was so close. So close. But he died. Went out into eternity without God. Of course, I know that rebellious daughter still ain't saved. The Lord have mercy on us tonight. If you're here tonight and the Lord's speaking to your heart, you're listening. You ought to listen. If you've been careless in your listening, if you've been careless in what the preacher has been preaching, you've been riding over something or another, you've been taking it lightly, you ought to listen. That'll get you in bad trouble. That's on the downward way. Listen to the song. Wisdom crying in the street. Come tonight. You want to come and pray tonight? Come. Let me drop this other little thought here. I don't know if most of us here tonight can testify and be saved. But let me drop this thought. Anytime you hear the ministers teaching or preaching against something or another, and you've kind of formed a little opinion in your own mind, well, this is all right, or I can do this, this is not wrong, I don't see that. I'll tell you, you'll be wise if you listen to what's being said. You'll be wise to listen. Because keep in mind, I had a message one time or another about God's way and my way. God's way and my way. My way, it always comes up on the short end. But you will be wise to listen. Well, you got a minister, pastor that you have confidence in, you be wise to listen. They start coming out on something or another and you find yourself guilty of that, you be wise to listen. You'll be wise to listen. And obey that. You'll be wise. Even if you don't understand it, don't cast it away. Pray about it. This is where people get it. I've seen people do this time and time again. They come along to a certain place. They get saved and they mature and come along in the Lord and seem like they'll get to a certain place. And then they just stop that. And you know what happens when you quit growing? You start going back the other way. When you quit growing, you start going back the other way. And that's because you're not listening. That's because that people sometimes make up I mentioned maybe before, they form a little standard of their own. They get a little standard of their own. This is as far as I'm going. You're heading for trouble. You're heading for trouble. I ain't going no farther. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I don't see any need in all this other stuff, all these little old frivolous things and all these little old so-called things. There's no need of that. And the dress is not important. And the cutting and the whacking the hair is not important. And wearing makeup ain't important. And all this stuff ain't important. That ain't got nothing to do with it anyway at all. You better be careful. You're heading for trouble. You're heading for trouble. When our brother CEO said in his book, when you can do little things without feeling condemned about it, you're already in trouble. You're already in trouble. When you can just ride over something the ministers are teaching and preaching and the Bible teaches, you're already in trouble. So tonight, listen. Train your ears. You ever hear somebody want to really hear something? They put their hand up there. You know, see Sister Fern doing that sometime, you know. Trying to listen, whatever. Trying to catch every word is said.
Oh, don't you like to be in a meeting? I know preachers here know that. They love to preach to people. That's why I love to go to Honduras so much. They just sit there. You know, just drink it all in, you know. You just feed them and just, it's just like feeding a bunch of hungry chickens or something. Or they just flock around you and they just eat and eat. Boy, I despise me. I could just go on all night. Take heed. Listen. You're going to miss it if you don't listen. If you don't listen, take heed. Be very careful how you listen. You're going to miss a lot of things. You're going to miss a lot of things. Young folks tonight, and I know we refer to you a whole lot. I know the meetings for all of us, old and young alike. But you can save yourself a lot of trouble by taking heed, by listening. Listening what you got to save dad and mom, or whoever they are, your mother and dad. You listen to what they say. It'll save you a lot of heartaches. You don't have to pay no attention to old Brother Samuel. You just go ahead and don't listen. But I'm telling you the truth. You can save yourself a lot of heartache and a lot of pain. And us that are saved and us that are grown up, you can save yourself a lot of trouble by taking heed to this, saith the Word of God. Let's listen. The Lord has to say to us.